This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Semicon India 2025 at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi today. The three-day conference will focus on advancing a robust, resilient and sustainable semiconductor ecosystem in the country. The Prime Minister will also attend the conference tomorrow, where he will take part in the CEO's roundtable. Over 20,000 attendees, including more than 2,500 delegates from all over 48 countries, will participate in the conference. The event will highlight initiatives under the Design Linked Incentive Scheme, the growth of the startup ecosystem, international cooperation, and the future roadmap for India's semiconductor sector. German Foreign Minister Johann David Wedful arrived in Bengaluru this morning on a two-day official visit to India. He will be visiting the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO before leaving for Delhi later today. Mr. Wedful will meet Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar in New Delhi tomorrow. Ahead of his visit, the German Foreign Minister underscored the vital role India plays as a key partner in the Indo-Pacific region and on the global stage. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to China, calling it a significant step in strengthening India's diplomatic and strategic presence on the global stage. The Defence Minister said in a social media post that Prime Minister's successful visit to China is a testimony to his diplomatic skills and India's ability to reshape and rebalance geopolitical ground realities. Mr. Singh said PM's visit has strengthened India's connect with the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO. He said this visit will further firm up India's position among the Committee of Nations. He congratulated Prime Minister Modi on his extremely fruitful visit to China. Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, will arrive on a three-day visit to India this evening. Mr. Wong will hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi and hold an interaction with Indian industry and business. A number of agreements are set to be inked during Mr. Wong's visit, including in the areas of skill development, finance and digital, civil aviation, space collaboration and shipping. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday spoke with Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann and discussed the situation arising due to rain and flooding in Punjab. According to government sources, immediately after landing in Delhi from China, Mr. Modi called up Punjab Chief Minister and assured all help and support to the state. Meanwhile, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday assured the farmers of Punjab affected by floods that centre stands firmly with them in this hour of natural calamity. Mr. Chauhan said this while chairing a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the nationwide status of the agriculture sector. Intermittent rains lashed Delhi and its adjoining area, disrupting normal life and triggering severe waterlogging, traffic jams. The India Meteorological Department warned of more moderate to heavy downpours in the coming days. In view of this, Gurugram, part of Delhi NCR, asked schools and offices to operate online mode today, citing heavy downpour. According to IMD, Safdarjung had recorded 18.6 mm of rainfall, while Palam reported 30.8 mm, Ayanagar 48.9 mm and Lodhi Road 16.2 mm till 5:30 p.m. yesterday. The intermittent rains in the national capital also kept the maximum temperatures below average, 30.8 degrees Celsius, 3.7 notches below normal. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has granted safety clearance to Air India SATS Airport Services Private Limited for the first time. With this, India has become the second country after Malaysia in Asia-Pacific region to implement such a comprehensive framework in alignment with ICAO guidance. The DGCA has said this move reinforces its commitment to strengthening safety management systems and enhancing regulatory oversight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.